This is Weekend All Things Considered from NPR News with special coverage of today's military attacks in Afghanistan. I'm Jackie Lydon. Lisa Simeone is away. American and British warplanes hit targets in Afghanistan today. They took the war against terrorism from the drawing board to the skies over the capital of Kabul, the southern city of Kandahar, the western city of Jarat, and other targets. The strikes came nearly 3 weeks after terrorists hijacked four American airliners and crashed two of them into the World Trade Center and another into the Pentagon, a fourth in Pennsylvania. President Bush addressed the nation earlier this afternoon.
On my orders, the United States military has begun strikes against Al-Qaeda terrorist training camps and military installations of the Taliban regime in Afghanistan. These carefully targeted actions are designed to disrupt the use of Afghanistan as a terrorist base of operations and to attack the military capability of the Taliban regime. We are joined in this operation by our staunch friend, Great Britain. Other close friends, including Canada, Australia, Germany, and France, have pledged forces as the operation unfolds. More than 40 countries in the Middle East, Africa, Europe, and across Asia have granted air transit or landing rights. Many more have shared intelligence. We are supported by the collective will of the world.
Since the September 11th hijackings, the Bush administration has placed responsibility for the terrorist attacks on Saudi expatriate Osama bin Laden and his Al-Qaeda organization. Bin Laden is said to be based in Afghanistan, functioning with the protection of the ruling Taliban government. Mr. Bush had pledged that the United States would take action against the terrorists responsible for last month's attacks and any country that provided protection or support for terrorism. In a briefing at the Pentagon this afternoon, Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld described the goals of the mission.
The current military operations are focused on achieving several outcomes. To make clear to the Taliban leaders and their supporters that harboring terrorists is unacceptable and carries a price. To acquire intelligence to facilitate future operations against Al-Qaeda and the Taliban regime that harbors the terrorists. To develop relationships with groups in Afghanistan that oppose the Taliban regime and the foreign terrorists that they support. To make it increasingly difficult for the terrorists to use Afghanistan freely as a base of operation. And to alter the military balance over time by denying to the Taliban the offensive systems that hamper the progress of the various opposition forces. And to provide humanitarian relief to Afghans suffering truly oppressive living conditions under the Taliban regime.
U.S. Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Richard Myers, said 15 bombers and 25 strike aircraft launched 50 Tomahawk cruise missiles. Wire service reports indicated the British and American airstrikes in Kandahar were directed at Taliban political and military headquarters, radar facilities, and the control tower at the airport. Kandahar is the home of Taliban leader Mullah Mohammed Omar. In a taped appearance broadcast on Arab TV, Osama bin Laden today, for the first time, took responsibility for last month's attacks in the United States, and he promised his organization would strike again.
To America, I say to it and to its people this, I swear by God the Great. America will never dream, nor those who live in America will never taste security and safety unless we feel security and safety in our land and in Palestine.
The Bush administration appears to be taking those threats seriously. The State Department warned U.S. citizens traveling abroad that today's attacks could lead to strong anti-American sentiment and possible violent retaliation. Americans remaining in Afghanistan were urged to leave the country. U.S. citizens elsewhere were urged to maintain contact with American embassies and to be careful in their travels. The administration has also said that it expects bin Laden's organization to try more attacks on American soil.